Pelham Today has invited year-end reflections from our elected officials. Today we hear from Regional Councillor Diana Hussein. As another year comes to a close, it's hard to believe we've already crossed the halfway mark of this term. We've faced some significant challenges, yet we've also made notable progress. Here's a look back at key moments and developments. The year began with some heated discussions surrounding both global and local issues. Early on, a motion on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict dominated our council discussions. Ultimately, the motion was removed, as council determined it was beyond municipal jurisdiction. However, this sparked broader conversations about getting involved in federal issues, our flag raising and signage policies, leading to a few tense months filled with conflict and high emotions. On a more positive note, one of the year's highlights was the announcement that Asahi Kasei would establish its new battery separator plant in Niagara. This facility, which will potentially create about 1,000 new jobs, is expected to become the third largest manufacturing employer in our region, a major win for both our workforce and the local economy. The challenge of affordability remains a pressing concern. The region recently passed a 9.6% tax levy increase. I voted against any new programs. Given the strain on families and businesses, especially during a time of rising costs, I believe this increase is unsustainable. While we must continue delivering essential services, we need to reconsider how we manage the region's budget to ensure it remains balanced without imposing such steep tax hikes. I did lend my support to infrastructure renewal. Our aging infrastructure requires urgent attention, and this year we continued prioritizing investments in our critical assets. With 44% of our water facility assets and 49% of our wastewater plant assets in poor or very poor condition, we cannot afford to delay repairs. As part of this year's levy, 2.5% has been allocated for capital investments to address these issues. In addition to asset renewal, we've also made significant progress on ongoing projects aimed at improving our region's connectivity. The sanitary trunk construction for the Quaker Road area is underway, helping to manage growth. Commuters will also have noticed the resurfacing of Victoria Road into Vineland, which is designed to improve traffic flow. Looking ahead, a roundabout is being designed for the intersection of Regional Road 20 and Balfour, with construction slated for 2027, pending budget approval. On a bizarre note, this year we saw a string of strange incidents at the Center Street Dog Park, where signs indicating the Little Dog and Big Dog areas were repeatedly stolen. After multiple thefts, we briefly implemented extra security measures. Fortunately, the new signs seem to have stayed in place, and the mystery of the disappearing dog park signage seems to have been resolved. This year, I also hosted my first coffee drop-in at the Black Sheep Lounge in Fenwick. Over 50 community members attended, offering invaluable insights and feedback. It was a rewarding reminder of why community engagement is the heart of public service. I appreciated everyone who attended. I was also honored to be re-elected to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, board, securing my fourth term. This term I was elected as Vice Chair of the Ontario Caucus, where we advocate for federal policies on infrastructure, housing, and homelessness. Securing funding support for our new Niagara Falls wastewater treatment plant is an ongoing priority as the project will cost approximately $500 million. Additionally, I had the privilege of attending over 36 community events and celebrating the contributions of local businesses by handing out over 12 certificates. I also participated in 2 separate tree planting events, personally planted over 50 trees. These moments of connection with the community continue to be the most fulfilling part of my role. As we close this year, I want to express my gratitude for your ongoing and continued support. I am honored to represent this amazing community and encourage you to reach out and share your stories and concerns. I look forward to engaging with you in 2025 to address the issues that matter most. Happy holidays, everyone. Diana Hussein represents Pelham on Niagara Regional Council.